We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I was wrong, which is not surprising. Zangrilli is 12-1.
12-1.
Not 11-12.
Just talked to him. He said he was in the bathroom.
Well, that's okay. 12-1 is when we will do Zangrilli. So we should throw out the number 412-928-9370 is the number. What did I say? I didn't say my number, did I?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, good. 412-928-9370. That is the number. I would love to get the predictions of fans. Are we being overly optimistic about this team or not? That's the biggest question I have. Are we being pessimistic about this team? I'm saying 78 wins. What did you say?
85.
85. So is Austin being overly optimistic?
Probably.
Am I being overly pessimistic? Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, of course. And then coming up in later in this hour, we're going to give away tickets to the opener. Whatever you want to say about the Pirates, let me tell you something. There's nothing in my mind better. There was nothing better than opening day for me. I mean, obviously, you know, postseason games and all that, but in terms of something you can put on the calendar and mark, there is nothing better at all than being able to go down to the baseball game, the ballpark to watch a baseball game the first day of the season, period. That's all there is to it. So we're going to take your phone calls, 412-928-9370. Austin, do we got some people on the line here?
We got Steven in Glassport.
Let's go, Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you, Dan?
I'm good.
I think if the Pirates do good today, I think they might sweep the Miami Marlins, and they might I think they're going to go to postseason this year. That's my opinion. I think they're going to do good this year.
So you think they're going to be in the postseason?
Yep.
Okay. Well, do you have any particular reason why you think that?
Because they got a nice pitching staff. I think McCutchen's going to – if McCutchen wants to do better, he's going to do good this year, I think. So again, he was out last year. I think he tore. What did he tear? Did he tear his ACL?
At the end of the year, yeah, he got hurt. I think he's back. Obviously, let's see how many games he played last year. How many games do you think he played last year?
Maybe most of them. That's my opinion.
Well, let me look. I'll say this about Andrew McCutchen. I don't believe that he's going to be a major factor.
No.
But you know what? He's on the team, and he's on the team, and he's a guy that probably is going to at least provide some semblance of leadership and everything else. But I don't see him doing a whole lot. So last year he played, let's see, 112 games last year. You know, 112 games, he had 12 home runs. I mean, I don't know. Can he get 12 home runs again this year, Austin?
I think it's possible. Especially, there seemingly was a nagging injury with McCutchen.
Right.
Throughout the entirety of the season. I could see 12. 15 is probably the max that he could get. Probably 11 or 12 is the likely number.
I just think that you know, he's it's clear that his legs are not what they were.
But the bat speed is still there.
He can still hit it. And because of the DH, they have the ability to put him out there, right? And they have the ability to put him out there. It's just going to be one of those things where can he get through 120 games? And if he does, he probably is going to give him another 12 or 13 home runs. And we talk about this lineup a lot. You know, I mean, what's realistic in terms of home runs? That's the other part of it. They are going to hit more home runs this year than they probably have in a number of years. I believe that. Especially if Cruz is healthy the whole year. But, you know, it won't shock me if they've got four or five, maybe five guys with 15 or more home runs. They could be an offense that score in a hurry. All right, who else we got here?
Paul, we got Paul in Mount Lebanon.
Hello, Paul. What do you got for me, sir?
Hi, Paul. Great show as always. Paul, the rebuild is over. It's time for the Pirates to put up or shut up. Pirates fans are fed up with 100 lost seasons. I wish they would have shored up their starting pitching more. But I'm going to say that 83 and 79, Paul, they're going to make a belated run at a wild card, I think. But 83 and 79, but they dumpster dive with Gonzalez and Perez for starting pitching. I wish they would have shored that up more, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. That's the thing that everybody is probably going to talk about is the pitching staff and whether or not it's good enough or not. And I think right now you look at it, and at the end of the day, it's a situation of where they probably should have added one more pitcher.
I think you're right, Paul. Hey, Paul, you ever going back to 10-2 on KDKA?
I just listen, man. I just exist day to day. How about that?
Okay, Paul. Hey, Paul, you do a great job wherever you go, buddy. Well, hey, Paul, have a great Easter, my man.
All right, thank you. You too. You as well. I joke that I'm the Josh Harrison of the station, right?
Utility man.
Utility guy. They just put me where they need to put me and plug me in. So I think that what's going to happen with the Pirates this year is it's going to be make or break for Shelton and Charrington, isn't it?
Right.
That's the other question. I mean, if they don't win 80 games, I could make the case that you go forward with Charrington for maybe one more year because it's like, okay, what he's built, it's gotten better a little bit each year. I don't know how you keep going forward with Shelton. That's the only problem I would tell you. That's the only thing I would tell you. I mean, I think you could do it if depending on how they play. But, I mean, this has to be the year where there is clear improvement in many different ways. And I think that's an important thing where it is it's just that's going to be something we're going to talk about as well. We're going to talk about the fact that you know, this is in some ways probably the first year where it's a referendum on Charrington, it's a referendum on Shelton. You know, the first few years it was difficult for that to happen because they were trying to rebuild the program. They were really trying hard to, rebuild the entire organization. They didn't have enough talent to really compete. They didn't have enough depth to really compete. So it was hard basically to say, well, you know, let's judge them on their performance of the team. Although, you could have, judged them on, well, is the team getting better? But in this case, this year, I don't know that you can say anymore. Well, it's important to know that basically there's expectations this year for the first time in a long, long time. There's expectations about this team actually being reasonably good. There's expectations that when we get to August and even early into September, that they're going to be you know, that they're going to be competitive and still in the race. That's what the expectations are. Anyway, who else we got on the line here?
We got Ryan from Altoona.
All right, Ryan, how you doing, Ryan? Hello, Ryan. Do we have him?
We might have lost Ryan.
Okay, we lost Ryan. Do we got anybody else?
How about Breadman?
Let's go with the Breadman. How you doing, Breadman?
Paul, what's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I got this team in 84. 84, and it's a lot of hope, man. But, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, it's time. I'm really hoping for a fast start. I'm hoping some juice here from these starters and get them through. And, you know, all we're asking for is give us five, because I think their bullpen is like top five, honestly. I think they're legit. So we could just, you know, we can get to a fast start here till Skeens gets up, because I think Skeens is going to bring a whole other level of juice. I'm looking for a lot of that, you know, that baseball nuance type juice, you know what I mean? That could get this team over the top. But Paul, I got a pitcher for you out there that's looking for a job. I don't know your opinion on it. I haven't heard it yet, but I mean, Trevor Bauer's out there, dude. He's 33 years old. He could still pitch, and I know everything behind that, but they signed Guermont. So, I mean, you know, what are the excuses? What more are the excuses the Pirates are going to give us here? You got a guy that could be a potential. He's the number one pitcher if he comes onto the team. He's a two guy if Skeens gets up here. What are your feelings on Bauer, man?
Well, I think I've said it a number of times. I don't understand why they haven't just gone and got him. Jason right. Mackey's been on a few times, and he's basically said that they just have no interest in him because he's not apparently a very easy guy to get along with. You know, but we've heard from a lot of his teammates who said that, you know, that they enjoyed playing with him, and that, you know, that his reputation of being a bad teammate was way overblown.
Right. And we've heard this before all throughout sports. I mean, Jerome Bettis was considered a bad teammate. You remember those days? I mean, guys just want to win at the end of the day. And if a guy gives you a good chance of winning, that's all that should matter. I mean, right. We're not asking these guys to live with each other like, you know, I mean, they're in a locker room. They're in a clubhouse, but they're not living together. I mean, they're not getting married. That gets us so overblown. The guy's talented. They should have given him a call. And one would think that, you know, a guy like him, if he had success here, he would give the Pirates a little bit of the benefit of the doubt almost for bringing him back in the game. And you might be able to keep a guy like him around for 2 or 3 years. I don't know, man. It's mind-boggling.
No, I agree. I appreciate the call. I mean, I think the thing about it is, and there's some discussion that you know, he's not easy to get along with. But, you know, I think a couple things. Number one, a guy goes through something like he's gone through, it's humbling.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You see, it changes. It changes people. It's got to be a humbling experience, doesn't it? When you basically, are ostracized and you know, turned into a pariah and basically kicked out into the streets of, you know, a very exclusive club that you were a part of, and that would be Major League Baseball players. You've had to defend yourself and defend your name and your reputation. You've had to, you know, go to all over the place to try and find ways to get back into the game. I think quite often that's a very humbling experience. And I think that's the key. It's just one of those things that I don't know that if you sign him, you're going to get the same guy that you got maybe 5 or 6 years ago when he was rolling and he was at the top of the game. I just don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. Like, it feels to me like it's an important situation to really take a look at, especially for a team that's on a budget and a team that needs starting pitching. That's just one of those situations where I look, for instance, way back when the Steelers signed Michael Vick. Do you remember that? But actually, it wasn't the Steelers that took the first dive into it. It was the Eagles. But I really look at it like, hey, it's just a situation of where if you bring a guy in and you help him, you know, rehab his image, it's a benefit, I think, to you, your organization. In this case, he can actually help you win. And if you look at what happened with Michael Vick, he came in and he actually became one of the best advocates for the entire movement of trying to eradicate dogfighting. He worked with law enforcement to help them find dogfighting operations. He raised a bunch of money for, you know, organizations like the Humane Society. He went and spoke to young people about the dangers of getting involved in dogfighting. I mean, he turned around his life. And the Eagles took a shot at him. And obviously now he's been a guy, you know, he paid off all of his tax issues, paid off all of his debts. You know, you see him on TV from time to time. He's a guy that basically, you know, deserved a second chance. And in this case, I mean, Trevor Bauer, for whatever, you know, you think of the guy, he was exonerated from all of the ugliest of the ugly stuff that he was accused of. So the question becomes, at what point does a guy deserve a second chance? And the thing about it is, the fact that all 30 teams have basically said they're not going to sign him yet, let him have a few good starts in the Mexican League and a team that know that they need starting pitching, then all of a sudden the whole morality thing will go right out the window. But the point is, in this case, at what point do you give a guy a second chance? At what point do you give him a second chance? And the fact that all 30 teams have basically said right now we're not going to, that tells me that maybe there's something more at work here. Maybe it's not just the Pirates, but maybe it's coming from a higher level that says, hey, we don't want this guy in our league. And if that ever gets discovered, well, then we've got a big lawsuit, and you know that. All right, who else is on the line?
We got Mark in Fort Lauderdale. He's going to the game today.
Mark, how you doing, Mark?
I'm gonna go see my two favorite teams. I won't miss it for the world. But I agree with Paul, opening day special, and I go back to the days with the Gunner and Nellie King, and 1968 Ford Field was my first game when I was 4 years old, and here we are 56 years later still supporting the Pirates. And I was at the Marlins' first game in '93 when Joe D was there. And Charlie Huff threw the ball to Jose Offerman. So, you know, I bleed black and gold, but I also like the Marlins organization, obviously being here in South Florida a long time. I think this is going to be a good year for the Pirates. I think they're going to do better than 500. But one thing I disagree with a lot of people, I think the Central Division is a lot better than a lot of people think. I saw the Cardinals this spring in Jupiter, and they've got some good young ball players, Mason Wynn coming up. They spent a lot of money on veteran pitching, although Sonny Gray is down. The Reds have had a lot of injuries, but they also have a lot of depth in that Cincinnati organization. Nick Kroll is like the next Mike Elias in Baltimore. He's done a great job with their farm system. And I think Milwaukee also may have the best young player in baseball, in Jackson Chiro. So, and the Cubs, to me, Craig Counsell, hands down, is the best manager in the game. Players will run through the wall for that guy. So I think Chicago's still a great manager. So I don't think the division is as down as many people think, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, then what number do you have in your mind that it's going to take to win the division? Because like I said, I think 86, 87 is going to be enough.
I think it's going to take 89 to 90, actually.
Okay.
But I do think the Pirates are going to finish a couple games over 500. A lot depends on two things. I think if Henry Davis catches as well as he did this spring. He was much better than a lot of scouts I talked to. I know that today was much better than they thought he was going to be. And the other thing is how fast you get Paul Skeens up here and how he develops. And if Jarrett Jones also develops like they project, because I agree with you. I think Marco Gonzalez, who I've seen since his days at the Palm Beach Cardinals pitch, and Martin Perez, I think, you know, they're stopgaps till you get some younger guys. But one thing, too, that'd be interesting, and you guys know this, Paul, you've been around a long time. You remember the golden eras of Pirate baseball, Joel Brown, he made key trades. I mean, and also Sid Thrift when he acquired Andy Van Slyke back in the day, and Tony Pena, and when the Pirates were winning, Harding Peterson, and when he got Bill Madlock at 79 for that World Series club. The next thing for me, Charrington's done a tremendous job building this farm system, but will he create some prospect capital to help the big league club, and can he do that successfully? And that's what I think will be a key this year.
No, I appreciate it, and enjoy the game. There's a guy going to the game. Austin, I'm envious. I'm envious of him. He's actually going to the game. I wonder. I should have asked him what do you think the atmosphere is like at a Marlins game?
Yeah, because I mean, I heard that there's going to be like a lot of drums at the game as well, and you think about some of the games at the World Baseball Classic that were played in Miami, pretty cool scenes there. Probably not going to be close to the same, but I do wonder the same thing. They should bring that fish sculpture back into the park they have like outside.
I'm just saying they don't seem to have a fan base.
No.
They don't seem to have a lot of fans. The stadium seems like it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. Maybe opening day there's a little bit of buzz there. And, you know, here's the other thing. I expect there to be a reasonably large contingent of Pirate fans there.
I'd say so.
Because in Florida, there's lots of Pittsburghers in Florida. And you know what? It's not hard to get tickets for a Marlins game.
No, everybody can go down and see Ron, hang out. Ron can have like a little meet and greet before the game. All the Pittsburghers can enjoy both.
Well, I think Ron's on the other coast.
He's in Fort Myers, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the other coast. But Starkey was talking about him and his family going to one of these games.
Yeah, like Saturday.
So Starkey's going to have a full weekend. He's going to golf. He's going to see Ron. And he's going to go to a Pirates game.
Him and Ron should go sit behind the Pirates dugout and yell out to Shelty.
I wonder if he could get Ron to go to the Pirates game with him.
I doubt it.
I think Ron, the one thing that Ron said to me, like, you know, his last day or two, maybe like the day before, because the last day he was very emotional. The last day he was here, if you were here that day, and
I produced it. Yeah,
I had to actually. I said goodbye, and then I had to leave the studio because it was like, this is way too heavy for me. Like, this is way too emotional, right? You know, women in the hallways crying, and you know, giving them hugs,
everyone
and,
clapping
you know,
for
him. Yeah, I mean, it's just too much for me. But the day before we were talking, and he basically said, I legitimately want to do absolutely nothing but be on the beach. So I'm wondering if he's even like followed what's going on with like the Steelers and Russell Wilson and the quarterback situation and, you know, the everything that's happened with the NCAA tournament and the Penguins. I wonder if he's even followed any of that.
Unless he's living under a large boulder, I would think he knows that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields are the Steelers
quarterbacks. Right, but my point is, he probably is not on social media.
No.
And I'm assuming he watches TV, but you know what? Ron has always been a book reader.
He wasn't on social media to begin with.
Right. He's always been a book reader, though, you know, and he reads, but he does read newspapers and stuff, so he probably gets up every morning and reads the internet. So I'm assuming he knows that, but how funny it would be. That would be hilarious if, like, Starkey says, well, what do you think about Russell Wilson being with the Steelers? And Cook says, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. Right? All right, you got another caller for me?
Yes, we have Martin in the South Hills.
Martin, how you doing? What do you got
for me? Good, Paul.
Sir?
How are you?
I'm good.
Just a couple things. Number one, the fish rots from the head. So I think Charrington's a really good baseball guy. I'm not a big Shelton fan. Major League Baseball did the top 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball. Two of them are ex-Pirates. If you're not going to pay, you're not going to get it. And they can change the chairs on the Titanic, but it's not going to have any noticeable effect. You know, they are what they are. And with this owner, it's a crime that he owns this team. And I will not, I haven't gone to, I'm a huge baseball fan. Haven't gone to a game in 4 years and will never go as long as he owns the team.
Well, I think, you know, a number of people in this town, I appreciate the call. A number of people in this town feel that way. I get it. Listen, here's my thoughts on that. If you're a baseball fan and you say you're not going to go to the game because of the owner, you're really depriving yourself of going to watch baseball.
It's a disservice to yourself because that is not going to affect the bottom line of Bob Nutting.
It won't. And I will never understand that. Well, I'm not going to give him my money. Okay. Well, I get it, I guess. But if you love baseball, listen, there's nothing better. Now, for the Post-Gazette, I'll be there, obviously, opening day. I go there. But I'll go to games, you know, because I got a credential. You know, I'll go to games where I just want to, go down to the concession stands and buy some food, whatever I'm in the mood for. I love the smell of the ballpark, the sound of the crack of the bat, right? And then I'll go up to the press box and, you know, I'll eat whatever it is I bought, and then I'll write a little story or do whatever I'm doing there. But I just love being in the ballpark. So to me, as bad as the Pirates have been over the years, it's never been a thought in my head, I'm not going to go to a game. Because A, I love baseball. B, there's another team on the field. So you're going to get a chance to see maybe great players that come in from the other team, right? I mean, and then I just love I love being in a ballpark. So if you tell me that you are a baseball fan, you love baseball, and I used to go to 8 games a year and now I won't go to any, I just don't understand it.
I'm going to the opener. Baltimore's pretty good. They're talented. Yeah, they might be the favorite in the American League.
Either way, I love being in the ballpark.
Me too.
It's a great, first of all, it's a great baseball stadium. It's a great place to watch baseball.
The best one.
It's a great place to watch baseball. Baseball is a unique sport because of the pace of it and sort of the psychological warfare, pitcher to batter. You know, there's a lot of different nuances to baseball that don't really exist in other sports. So I have to laugh at the idea that, well, I'm going to show him I'm not going to go to the game, even though I love going to the games. Speaking of going to the games, do we have another caller or no?
We do. We have a couple more if you want to hit them.
Let's do that, and then go ahead. Let's get these callers. Go ahead.
Ryan in Altoona is back. Let's see if we got him back.
Hi, Ryan. How you doing, Ryan?
Hey, I'm back. Hey, Paul. Got to hang out with you at Rivers recently. Appreciate the call. This is my Christmas morning, best sports day of the year, a huge Pirates fan, been to 18 stadiums. We're lucky in Pittsburgh to have the nicest Major League Baseball stadium in the country that's been noted by ESPN, multiple markets. I have them at about 79 wins. They're probably going to fall a game or two short because of not bringing Skeens up soon enough and starting, you know, someone like Falter. But what I wanted to mention that a lot of people don't talk about is the defense. So you think about adding a Gold Glove center fielder, Gold Glove third baseman, Gold Glove level glove at second base, the unicorn at shortstop that has huge range. Now we move Sawinski, a good center fielder, out to the huge left field of PNC and move Reynolds to right. We're really strong defense all around, and Davis has a strong arm. So, I mean, that's going to save a run or two here and there that's going to be really important. But Vegas is usually right. They have them around 76. I think we're around 79 wins.
You make a good point about their defense getting better. There's no question about that. By the way, do you get yourself up to People's Natural Gas Field at times?
Yeah, I go to about 20 games at the Altoona Curve, so I've gotten to see a lot of these players come up through. The one guy who really impressed me the last couple of years is Paguero. So I'm really hoping that he gets back and, you know, maybe can contribute down the road. Just really in the last 2 years, he's the guy that really stood out in my eyes. And Jones. And Jones for sure.
Well, I appreciate it, Ryan, and enjoy all the baseball you're going to see, especially if you get to go to, you know, if you live in Altoona, you get the best of both worlds.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.